Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic, the cost per square foot of homes increases. All right, so I am going over a study that I just received from the National Association of Home Builders, and they've done this study in the past, and what they do is they analyze the average cost per square foot of a home throughout the country in a given year. So we have the data from 2020. It's taken a while to compile this data, but we do have it. So before I get in and analyze it, if you've listened to the podcast before, you might have noticed that I do have a little bit of a pet peeve, if you will, with using cost per square foot. And the reason is it's not completely indicative, especially if you're a home buyer out there and you're shopping for a house. Shopping price per square foot is really not a solid way to start, because that's just not how things work. It's kind of like saying, well, I'm going to go to the grocery store and buy some meat, and I'm going to buy the cheapest meat per square foot. Or not per square foot. That would be weird. No, I'd be buying the cheapest meat per pound, right? And so all of a sudden you're going to get, you know, like kind of the stuff that would be cat food, right? Or dog food. You probably wouldn't want to eat that. So just buying it on a cost per basis is not a good way to go. If you're expecting, you know, sirloin, you're probably going to get the leftover pieces at the lowest price. So it's the same with houses. You're going to want to know what you get with the home, what comes with it, the quality of the build. Also need to add in the value of your contractor and the services and the other ancillary benefits that they provide. So buying a home per square foot is not recommended at all as far as that process. But for the purpose of this study, this is valuable. It is helpful because when you look at the cost per square foot, kind of on a global basis, and then they also study it by region, you can learn quite a bit just about the trend line of where pricing is going and things like that. So it is helpful from understanding just the overall, you know, kind of inflation of homes, the appreciation of home values, the increase in cost in labor and materials and so on and so forth. And they don't break down specifically all those parts and pieces. Again, this is more of a kind of a global look at things. So across the United States in 2020, according to the NAHB study, there was an 8% increase in the cost per square foot. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, again, overall, that's a pretty healthy jump. And, you know, before that, I believe it was a much lower amount. I think it was around 4%. So the overall cost per square foot went up all throughout the United States, except for one region. And let's talk about the different regions real quick that they analyze. So they have the New England area, region here, which is the eastern part, that sort of northeastern part of the country there. Then they have the east, north, central. So we're going to go kind of east to west here. East, north, central, which goes all the way from New York to my state here in Wisconsin. Then they have the west, north, central, which includes like Minnesota, the Dakotas, Missouri, and let's see, what else do we got here? Oklahoma, those kind of things. So it includes all those areas. And then you have the mountain region. So continuing west, we have the Montanas, the Idahos. We also have Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, and so on and so forth. And then we have that Pacific region, which is basically Oregon, Washington, California, Hawaii, and Alaska. Sorry, I might have to brush up on my geography. It's been a while. Kind of, again, going east to west on the southern part of the country, you have the South Atlantic, which again is kind of Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, Virginia, so on and so forth. East South Central. It's a mouthful for some reason, but East South Central, we have Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, Louisiana. And then last but not least, the West South Central, which is mainly Texas and Arkansas and in those areas there. So kind of interesting, you know, how you look at the different regions. So let's talk about each of those regions really quickly. And one thing too to note about this survey or the study that they did is that they back out the cost of the improved lot. So this is literally hard construction costs. This should not include any site costs in it. So that may explain a couple things here that are kind of questionable as you look at these things that always seem to not make sense. But you know, land is not included as best they can. It's removed out of it to make this a little bit more accurate. So let's talk about each region really quickly, cost per square foot, and we'll talk about a few of them in particular and what's going on there. But the New England area is the highest out of the entire area at $186 per square foot average, by far the highest throughout the country. They're definitely way up there. The next highest is actually the Mid-Atlantic, which is about $140 a square foot. So there's a pretty significant difference there in the New England area to the Mid-Atlantic. You know, I don't have a specific explanation for it other than the New England area is obviously, you know, a very established region. I'm sure labor is probably a very huge part of it. It's also, you know, although it's on the coast, it's kind of on, you know, whenever you get to the edge of a country and you're kind of away from centralization of everything, you know, you got higher shipping costs. I'm sure you have very high labor costs, and I'm sure you got a lot of kind of old world craftsman type people up there. So kind of a higher cost per square foot up there makes sense. Mid-Atlantic, like I said, at $140 a square foot. And as you go further south, this is pretty consistent throughout the map of the United States. As you go further south, the cost per square foot tends to drop because you have a lot cheaper labor down there. You also have better weather. And also in many areas of the south, the big X factor here is a lot of those homes do not have full basements in them. So that's a significant cost. That adds a lot to the cost per square foot. So when you remove out a full basement, that definitely does drop your numbers. So keep that in mind as well. But they do have access to, you know, a lot more immigrant labor down there. And that's a huge factor in driving down the overall cost of the home. All right. So we talked about number one is the New England area. Number two is the Mid-Atlantic area. Coming in at number three is my region, the north or the east north central. So again, kind of Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, and Indiana. That's the next highest region in the country. Fourth highest is just to the west north central. It's only about $1 a square foot difference. So that kind of makes sense. I mean, the climates aren't too different there. So, you know, I think, again, labor and climate, all those things kind of factor into this thing here. All right, then from there, we move, I'm sorry, I got to look at the map here to get this correct, but as we look here, the mountain region, again, continuing west at $121 a square foot. So that's dropping fairly significantly as you move out further west. So cost of construction is much less there by quite a bit. Again, it's not as urbanized out there, more of a rural. So you probably have you know, just lower labor costs out there in general. And then from there, we move to, surprisingly, the Pacific region at $119 a square foot. And at first I was like, gosh, there's something wrong here. This doesn't make sense because housing, especially on the West Coast, is very expensive. But again, when you take the land part of it out of it, I think that's a big factor. And I think that's, you know, a big part of it. Obviously, you know, you have California in there, which is kind of in its own world with pricing. But, you know, you put in Washington and Oregon, and that's very different there. And so I think that kind of balances some of that out. And then, of course, you have Alaska in there in Hawaii as well. So those are, you know, they don't have a lot of volume there, but those can also kind of adjust those numbers a bit. Obviously, that area is kind of an anomaly because you have, you know, these two big outliers in Alaska and Hawaii. So something to just kind of keep in mind with that. But, you know, that's fairly low. And it's kind of interesting to me that I don't think they fully explain it in here. I wish there was a little more information, but kind of interesting to keep an eye on. And then the last three, the lowest priced regions are, again, West, South, Central, which is your Texas, is one of the lowest, but not the lowest. It's coming in at $115 a square foot. So pretty affordable down there. But the most affordable areas are the East, South, Central. Again, this would be kind of your Alabama area, Tennessee, Kentucky, very affordable there. And most affordable actually is South Atlantic at $106 a square foot. So you got your Carolinas, which again, like if you look at Raleigh, we've talked about that city a lot. They're very aggressive on affordable housing. They do a lot of volume. So that's probably pushing those numbers down. You have Florida in there. Florida tends to be a little bit more expensive, but again, you take out the basements and things like that, and that definitely reduces the cost quite a bit. You also have, in a lot of those markets, much like Texas, you've got high-volume builders there to drive the cost down. So it's kind of interesting to look at that overall and see, you know, again, nationally, we've got that 8% increase in 2020. This was before all the lumber prices changing and going crazy. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this is affected in 2021. I just looked at my numbers here in Wisconsin and just took one of my 2,400 square foot two-story homes that we build quite often. And I just looked and, you know, we've seen a $14 per square foot increase from 2020 to where we are today. And if you just do the math on that, it's a 9.2% increase. So, you know, we're definitely going to see a higher percentage of increase in 2021. There's no doubt. That, again, might be even higher as we factor everything else in because, again, that only includes the build price. That doesn't include what we sold, you know, spec home models for and things like that. So once you, again, back out the lot and figure that out, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a double-digit increase in 2021. Now, three quarters of the year, we've had these really ridiculous prices. They are starting to come down. And, you know, I think what you're going to see, though, reported and everything and the lag in that, I still think we're going to see a pretty significant bump in 2021, probably spill over easily into the first quarter even of 2022. So expect this number to go up and go up by, I think, a significant amount in the following year. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, where these cost per square foot things go. But, you know, you look at that New England region, if they're at $186 per square foot, this could be the first time these things top out at over $200 a square foot. If they have similar numbers to what we've experienced, that will easily happen in the next period. And that's a significant number. And just the cost of homes is going up. Again, you got the labor, you've got the material issues, you have the supply chain issues, you have increased demand. All these things are factoring in and raising that construction cost of new homes. And thereby also actually raising the value of existing homes as well. So that's a good thing. If you own a home, you're going to see nice appreciation on that home. There still is a lot of demand out there for homes, so it's still a very good investment. It's something that's, you know, if you don't have a home and you're thinking about buying a home, get in as soon as you can because you're going to start building that equity, and, you know, it's important to do that and create that wealth for yourself. So hopefully you found this interesting. There's a lot of data here to pour over. You can look this up as well on NAHB's. You just Google the NHB square foot price. You should be able to find that article if you want to read through it and see the map on it as well. It's pretty interesting. Maybe we'll post that up on Twitter as well so you guys can see that map. So hopefully you guys found that interesting. If you have any questions or comments on it, of course, make sure to shoot an email, homebuildinghero@yahoo.com. Thanks again for tuning in.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero. broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.